True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the rally in Royersford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. T.O. will be here at 5 o'clock. Right up here with us and Hugh Douglas, the first meeting since the fight years ago. Very excited. And also very excited to once again for another season welcome Brian Baldinger and Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, what's up, man?
Baldy!
Hi, Mike. Good afternoon, guys. Good to be with you. Good to join you again this year. I'm like everybody else. I'm excited about being inside the stadium to do the national radio tomorrow on that game and kind of watching the banner unfurl, although I guess the Eagles aren't allowed to watch that or enjoy it. They've already had the confetti fall. So that's it's interesting. But anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun to kick this thing off tomorrow.
Yeah, Baldy, what did you think about that? Not only are they not going to be out there, Nick Sirianni pretended like he didn't even know the banner was being unveiled. A bigger question about a lot of the Eagles have talked about not acknowledging last year and moving forward and all of those sorts of things. Like, how effective are those mental games that players try to play on themselves to make this season this season?
It's hard to say, but it is just psychological. You know, I mean, that the confetti fell, they had their time to enjoy the Super Bowl and what they accomplished last year, and they've been, you know, pretty consistent throughout this offseason about not really looking back at what they accomplished and looking ahead to this year. And so, I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of that. We don't know how effective it's going to be. We know how difficult it is to repeat this business. Very few get a chance to do it. And so that's their focus. Their focus is to get back there and win it again. And anything that reminds them of last year might take away from the concentration of getting off to a good start this year.
Yeah, I would imagine they've made a conscious effort to make sure they don't get labeled with a Super Bowl hangover thing around them. So they certainly have made that effort. Baldy, when you look at this team, I'm going to put you on the defensive side of the ball as if you're the Cowboys. How are you going in against the Eagles trying to game plan against this Eagles offense with the weaponry that they have?
Well, I think that, you know, the Cowboys have got a legitimate X receiver in George Pickens that they haven't had in a long time. He's an exceptionally talented player that wins most of his, you know, most of his catches are outside the numbers. And that's where the Eagles, you know, have had to make some changes at safety and at corner. And, you know, I've listened to Vic Fangio like you have this summer. He was waiting for somebody to just nail down that quarterback job opposite of Quinyon Mitchell. And, you know, whether it's Adoree or Keeley or DeCorian, whatever, I mean, they're looking for somebody to win that job. If I was Dallas, maybe I'd go test it and just see just how, you know, if they're up to par on the outside right now. And so I'd take a couple shots with either CD or Pickens and see how that corner is holding up on the outside over there.
Baldy, from the on the offense side, we went through an entire season last year. Like, it was every week we had the same conversation. Can they keep running like this? Do they need to throw the ball? And they did it all the way through to the Super Bowl. So they come back this year. Everybody knows what their identity is as an offense. Do they, like, how much change do you think needs to be there for the Eagles offense, or do they go in with essentially the same game plan and just dare people to stop what they do?
Well, it's a different guy called the plays in Kevin Petullo, and he's been in the building since Nick arrived, so I don't think it's going to be a great departure. But, you know, Jalen really did a great job of taking care of the football the last, you know, 14, 15, 16 games of the season. And so, I mean, there's going to be an emphasis on that. But every year is a new year. I mean, I'm sure A.J. wants to see Jalen throw the ball 35 times on tomorrow night and win that style. And I'm sure Jalen is more capable of doing that, but maybe there's more turnovers that come with that. So I think there's a balance with it. I just don't, you know, they averaged 21 throws a game the last 17 games of the season, and that led to a nice Super Bowl win. I don't know that they're going to go in there going, this is our formula. I think every game is a little bit different. You try to find your identity, what you're good at, you know, and you try to get Saquon going. Like, I don't know if he can handle the workload that he had last year. I don't know that anybody running back is made to do that. So that's going to be part of it as well. It's just how Saquon's holding up, you know, in a year where, yeah, you'd love to give it to him 25 times each week, 25 touches. And, you know, next thing you know, you're looking up and he's close to 500 touches like he was a year ago. Not many guys can handle that.
Yeah, it is. It has to be so tempting, right, when you got that sort of player, dynamic player at your disposal. To as much as you may want to be a little more creative and get some chunk plays down the field, part of, I'm sure, with Kevin Petrullo and Coach Sirianni, they say, man, just turn around and hand the ball to 26. And that was a pretty good working formula for us last year. It'll be interesting to see how, I think, Baldy, how teams come in and try to defend the Eagles. Do they try to force the ball into Jalen's hands and see if he can beat them throwing the football?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Dallas is going to take, you know, they got a whole new coaching staff. We'll find out a lot about how they're going to, what they think of Jalen and how they sort of defend the run. Are they going to leave A.J. Brown one-on-one, you know, on the outside against Trayvon Diggs or whoever's out there? Like, I put my money on A.J. every single day of the week and twice on Sunday in that matchup. But, you know, and all the other guys that have out there. You know, he's just that elite of a player. But, you know, you can load the box. You can do all the things. Dallas has had a hard time stopping the run, period. I mean, if you listen to Jerry Jones this week after the trade, well, we got to do better against run. Kenny Clark helps us do that. Well, all right. I mean, the Eagles didn't have any problem with Kenny Clark twice last year.
Right.
So, I mean, like that guy isn't Reggie White in there, okay? I mean, he's a good, solid football player, but he's not going to, you know, it'd be good if their number one pick, Mazi Smith, developed into something, and he hasn't done much so far. So it's been a weakness of theirs. And so why wouldn't the Eagles go exploit that? And then the other part is, you know, when you keep giving it to Saquon, the guy had 7 touchdowns of 60 yards or more last year. Like, that's insane. Like, if you get one of those in a year, okay, you popped a big play. He did it 7 times. And so the more you give it to him, the greater the opportunity or the chances are that he could pop a big run or big play against you.
Yeah.
Brian Baldinger with us. A reminder, Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So, Baldy, there are a lot of reasons you could point to, like a long list of them, as to why teams don't repeat more than they do. You know, there's health, and then there's... there's a long list. What do you think the biggest reason is that we have not seen more teams repeat? Because we look at the Eagles and we're like, still the same, still the most talented team in the NFL, or, you know, one of two or three. What do you think the biggest reason teams don't repeat more is?
Well, I mean, you just go through the history. I mean, I could go back to the Baltimore Ravens when they won their first Super Bowl. And, you know, their star running back got hurt in the first game of the season the next year. And, you know, they were never the same. You know, injuries are always a factor. The Eagles, although guys did get hurt last year. They basically never got the injury bug. I played on a team one year where eight guys broke their leg. Like, sometimes you just can't, you know, it starts, and you just don't. And we've all gone through those kind of years where the injuries don't stop. So, I mean, the injuries are the biggest thing. But, you know, look, I mean, the Eagles lost their offensive coordinator and a couple of the guys. Doug Neusmeyer's a good coach. They lost some good coaches. Can they replace those? They lost basically a Pro Bowl right guard in Mekhi. Can they replace that? You know, they had to juggle inside during the playoffs with, you know, Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens. And so they've kind of gone through that a little bit already this year. So, they went back and they traded back for Fred Johnson after he had a nice free agent contract with Jacksonville. They were so worried about their depth, you know, up front on the offensive line. So you can caution, if to answer your question, injuries are the biggest factor, and the loss of great coaches usually leads to a team's demise of trying to repeat. But, you know, they're trying to protect themselves injury-wise if anything happens, like it did to Mulata last year. And, you know, Lane's had an issue for a game or two, like each year. So they're trying to protect themselves as much as they can with the depth that they have.
Baldy, one more. We've heard Lane Johnson say a couple times. We even talked to him a couple weeks ago and asked him. He's mentioned a couple of times, hey, we win it again. I could retire this year. And he's brought up retiring this year a lot. You as somebody, I'm not asking for anything he has said to you, but, like, is that real, or is that a guy who doesn't, it was at camp again, and all of a sudden, like, you know, the mountain of the season is before him. Do you think the end of Lane Johnson's playing career is right within our sights?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. I've heard some other things from Lane about, you know, like, he feels pretty good right now. He's in a good spot physically. You know, a lot of that, can you play to your 38, to your 40, like some of these guys are doing right now? The way he takes care of himself, I don't have any reason to believe that he can't. Now, whether the motivation is, like, I don't think it's a motivation issue with Lane. The guy never stopped working out. Like, he was lifting weights in Oklahoma a week after the Super Bowl. Like, he never really stopped. It's just the way he lives his life. But I do think that if you're looking, because he really wants to walk into the Hall of Fame. He wants to be a Hall of Fame player. He wants to be thought of as one. He wants to retire as one. It's the ultimate goal for him. He was picked when he was the first team All-Pro last year, and rightfully so. He was the best right tackle in football. But, you know, he wants to be a Hall of Fame player, and another Super Bowl would help him cement that, you know, that bust of his in Canton. And maybe that's, if he feels like that's enough to get in, maybe he'll think about retiring, but I don't think he thinks much about it right now, about retiring or not. I think he's just kind of thinking about who is going to rush against him on tomorrow night. I think that's kind of where he's thinking.
Just keeps us on our toes. Now, this is probably the hardest game to predict all year because we haven't seen the teams play.
Yep.
You think, I guess, based on the little that you know, tomorrow night, Eagles certainly a more talented team. You think they win the game tomorrow night?
Yes. I think they win it handily. I don't think Dallas is a tremendously talented team. And I think they're gonna struggle. I mean, they might have Dak when protected, you know, can certainly make his share of throws. I don't think much of the run game right now and the running backs that they have. And so they'll march Javonte out there and Miles and you know, Deuce Vaughn, whatever. I don't know. Like, I just can't see them doing much up against the Eagles front in the run game tomorrow night.
All right, Baldy. Well, excited to have you back this season. Hopefully as successful as last year. But all we can control is your time with us, so that's what we'll do. Thanks, as always, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys.
All right.
See you over there tomorrow, man.
See you, Baldy.
Take care.
All right.
Yep.
That is Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
That was good.
It was.
Yeah. Got through it.
Yeah, well, wait till the game app. Wait till after a game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I'm seeing stuff, when I'm studying.
Yeah.
When Spike asks questions.
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine Spike's breakdowns on Monday mornings?
Oh, I would love to do it.
Where you're on the...
Just to compete with Baldy?
Yeah, you're looking at the All-22.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know about that, Baldy.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm seeing.
I was looking at it.
We need to get them in a room together watching film.
Yep. Well, there were a couple times last year where he told me I was wrong, and I was just like, I think I whispered to Ike, I'm telling you, I'm right on this. I'm right. I'm telling you.
Dude, you were.
Spike's breakdown Monday after the game. 8 a.m. online. I like it.
Live on YouTube. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's Elliot.
I was going to say, Jack enjoyed my breakdown so much.
Yours was nonsense last year.
Mine were awesome until I got tired of using my Apple Pencil and I just gave up on it. Yeah,
what a grinder.
You know, the Lane Johnson thing, talk about if he were to retire after this year, replacing a player of that magnitude is so tough.
Well, especially because they're probably not going to have a top... I mean, if they have a top 10 pick, it's a disaster. Like, they're not going to be able to fill it with a top 5 pick like they were with Lane the first time around.
Yeah, I think they would trade for somebody.
Who's giving you an all-pro right tackle?
You'd have to pay a ton of money, like a ton of assets and stuff. But you're not drafting Lane's replacement next year, even if you had the number one overall pick. Like, he might eventually become Lane. But let's say they win the Super Bowl or they're really good and Lane does retire. I don't think they would put a rookie or a young player there. They would go out and trade and overpay for a tackle.
What about Fred Johnson?
They would not be Fred Johnson.
No, Fred Johnson is, he was fine. It actually shows how good the other offensive linemen were, that Fred Johnson came in last year, and we were all like, oh, Fred Johnson was pretty good.
It also shows how bad most backup offensive linemen are.
Yeah, that Jamone Brown.
Fred Johnson came in. And, now, I will say in his defense, he had a tough stretch of edge rushers, so like his numbers are a bit skewed, but... Yeah, I agree. He was serviceable last year.
So we have a report from an Eagles insider right here.
Uh-oh. Yep, Eagles insider of the year candidate.
This is per Jeff McClain. Now, we're saying his name. We're saying his name because I told him we would say his
name.
He's
good. Yep.
Eagles rookie Andrew Mukuba told me he practiced full all week. Sidney Brown will start at safety, but Mukuba will likely play some on defense and certain personnel, from my understanding. Adoree Jackson, to no surprise, will start at outside cornerback. So the Mukuba news is that he will be available tomorrow night, I think is good. And I wonder how quickly they go to him. Like, I wonder how long a leash Sidney has on him.
Well,
I got to be honest with you. And like, this is nothing against Drew, but he's a rookie.
Yes.
He's a rookie. Rookies make a lot of mistakes out there on the field.
Yeah.
His ability is one thing. Mentally, whether or not he's ready to be out there, understanding formations and things of that notion, and having some form of chemistry back there with the secondary.
Yeah, so my takeaway from that report would be it's not about Sidney Brown. It's about getting him in on like certain packages.
Certain
packages. It's not about the lease for Sidney. I actually think if Sidney were really struggling tomorrow night, you would almost see Cooper go to safety full-time in the game and then move someone to nickel before you would go to Mukuba. But
you don't think Makuba's safety, huh?
No, I'm saying like in-game tomorrow night, because to your point, Makuba's not practiced much.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's a rookie. I don't know if they're ready for him to play safety on every play, but he did have an awesome preseason game, and he was getting the first team reps prior to being injured. So.
Is the Adoree thing going to work out, or are we going to look back as...
No.
Because I don't think it's going to work out.
No, Ja'Quarian Bennett is going to be out there.
Yeah, I would guess.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And how do you think there's any situation where they'd put Cooper on the outside?
No. Shoulder pad's too big.
Maybe if there was a bunch of injuries, but I don't think they would do it if...
I can't have a corner out there with those shoulder pads, man. That dude, he's ready to hit somebody.
All right. I got some other couple.
I need smaller shoulder pads,
I just think
man.
It's taking him away from where he's good at. Yeah.
Couple of over-unders for everyone here. Okay. This isn't an over-under, but it's like the question I asked on offense. Is it more likely that the Eagles' defense is ranked 1 through 4 or 12 through 15?
12 through 15.
1 through 4 or 12 through 15.
End of the season.
I mean, it's closer to 12 to 15 than 1 through 4 probably, right?
So I would say...
I think they face better offenses this year.
They're going to be like 8 to 12, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's a difficult question.
Well, so I'm here to present facts.
Oh, is that what you are? You're the voice of reason?
I do have concerns about the defense, but if they take care of the ball on offense, they are going to be put in a lot of advantageous situations. And if you're going to win a lot of games, I would probably say closer to 1 through 4.
Here's the other thing that we're going to do a lot of this tomorrow, but, and it's not like the Cowboys' offensive line is great, but if we can't get pressure on Dak, that puts more pressure on the back end of this defense.
100%. And it worked the opposite way last year.
Yes. To hold up against CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Yes.
I think tomorrow night is a really good early sign of how good the D-line is going to be. I mean, their tackles are not good. Tyler Guyton, one of their tackles, is barely practicing training camp. The other one, Terrence Steele, was one of the worst pass-blocking tackles in the NFL last year. I'm not saying Nolan Smith and Jalen Sun have to go out there and get like 3 or 4 sacks, but if we're talking about this game on Friday and one of the issues was Dak had a clean pocket, that would be, in my opinion, very concerning for what the edges are going to be.
Well, and remember last year there was a very steady rotation of those guys, like where they were, you know, they weren't, you know, BG was playing 40% of the snaps, Sweat was playing.
The edges, now look, they won the Super Bowl, which I know matters to me a lot.
Yeah, it's the only thing that matters.
They were very good in the biggest game of the year, which matters a lot.
Yep.
But also throughout the year, they weren't very good. Like, we were talking about edges at the trade deadline as if, like, they got to go get one.
Yes.
So it did turn around, almost, I would say, unexpected.
Well, Nolan Smith picked up.
Yeah, he played, I think, way better than you could have hoped. Like, when he went in and you told me he was going to get 10 sacks the rest of the year, I mean, that's pretty crazy.
And honestly, Jalix doing what he did, at least in terms of being functional with Brandon Graham going out.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon Graham going out was huge for the team last year. And I almost think, on some level, worked in their favor in that Jalix Hunt got more in-game reps and got experience and an ability for them to think about him as a real piece this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I do think how Jalix played last year was good compared to what you would have hoped for. If Jalix is that player all of this year,
it's not good enough.
That's not good enough. Yeah. Like his role.
Yeah, expectations have changed.
He has to be better. Yeah. So. And with Nolan, too. Now, Nolan was very good, but if Nolan's going to be the number one edge rusher on a Super Bowl contender, you have to win your matchup against these tackles.
215-592-9494. I have one set of over-unders left. They're the Jalen over-unders.
Ooh.
And we will get to them next.
Held them off purpose.
Hell yeah. Because it's and coming up at 5 o'clock, a can't-miss event. Terrell Owens, right here with us. Seeing Hugh for the first time since the fight.
Would it be love at first sight?
Will there be a bro hug? Can we get a one-handed bro hug? Can we get that squash? Then we have some great plans for T.O.
Yeah.
Going over some of the great moments in T.O. history.
Yeah.
Maybe having T.O. sing Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? That
good
is
luck,
coming
good luck
up
with at, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe he'll know the words.
He could be a Creedsman.
You never know.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We're at the Rally in Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.